guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, this intersectionality thing that's going on right now is really stressing. And it's bringing along all this SJW woke-itis thing. And it's starting to bleed into colleges and universities and now a juvenile hall. I'm going to jump right in to the story here, and we'll get talking about this, but this one's really distressing. There was a boy, 16, was given estrogen for behavioral disorder while in LA juvie hall, suit alleges. Now, the thing is that giving estrogen is not known to improve behavior or cure any medical anything. It basically just overrides testosterone in a young man's body. The problem with this is right at 16, if you do this, it can really mess with their development. And so let me just get reading into the story here, and you'll see kind of why I'm a little ticked off about this. 16-year-old boy being held at LA County Juvie Hall developed enlarged bobs after he was prescribed estrogen to treat a behavioral disorder, a move that baffled doctors who said the treatment defied medical logic, according to a lawsuit filed last month. The teen, whose identity is being withheld because of his age, was diagnosed with oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD, 2 days after he was arrested and housed at Eastlake Juvie Hall in June 2019, the lawsuit said. Medical records reviewed by the LA Times by the Times shows the teen's testosterone levels were slightly high when the doctor who diagnosed him prescribed daily doses of estrogen. So first, my problem is all these diagnoses of ODD, ADD, everything else. Young men are high energy. They like to play. They like to roughhouse. They learn differently. Men usually learn by doing. Men learn by seeing and doing. Women do much better, and young girls do much better watching and listening. This is, and I don't have the reports on that pulled up, but you can look at the studies. They are out there. Just do a web search for them. So these young guys with all this energy, they've had so many recess and after school and gym and all these other things taken away from them. And so they don't have ways to get all this burst of energy out of them. I mean, I've seen my nephew when he was 5 or 6, just like run in a circle frantically for 5 minutes just to do it. They're like a puppy. They're just running around spending energy. When you force them to sit still, they don't do well. And these school boards are now just medicating rather than finding another way to properly look out for young men. So I have a problem with that to begin with. Secondly, a teen's testosterone levels were slightly high. Guess what? My testosterone levels have always been moderately high. It's why I started going bald in my 20s. It's why I can lose weight like that if I want to. It is what it is. And you young gentlemen that find yourself basically frantically very much wanting to be with a woman 7 times a day, that's your testosterone talking. That's what it does to us. So to decide to dose him with this is very abnormal, and it's dangerous. And I don't know what they were thinking doing this, hence the lawsuit. They say estrogen regulates the development of female characteristics and reproduction. Men produce the hormone at much lower levels. After taking approximately 13 daily doses of the hormone, the teen was diagnosed with gynecomastia, defined as the enlargement or swelling of breast tissue in males whose estrogen level is too high, medical records show. Great. So they went ahead and they just went off the chain, gave this kid this medicine, daily doses. And guess what? I mean, this is the same medication they give for young men wanting to be young women. And ta-da, it started to make the process happen. ODD, a behavioral condition that is sometimes suffered by patients with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, is normally treated with therapy and drugs, unfortunately, said James McGo, a professor of clinical psychiatry at UCLA. Estrogen is not a treatment for ODD. I can't be more emphatic about that, McGo said. You won't find a reference anywhere that supports the use of estrogen for ODD. The lawsuit described the treatment as experimental. The doctor who prescribed the estrogen, Danny Wang, could not be reached for comment. You don't experiment on 16-year-old boys. You don't experiment on young boys that want to remain a boy when they're in a juvenile center. You maybe experiment with somebody whose parents say this is okay and they have the support, and maybe the young man would like to become a young woman and you want to see how this works for them. You don't just throw medication into a young man and well, let's see what happens here. You don't get to do that. Los Angeles County's juvie detention facilities are overseen by the probation department. Medical needs are provided by Juvie Court Health Services, which falls under the County Department of Health Services. In an email, a Department of Health Service representative confirmed that Wang had been employed by the county since 2012, but declined to comment on his current status with the agency, describing it as a confidential personal matter. The department declined to comment on the lawsuit. No, it's not. You are a public service. His salaries are paid by taxes. So when we say what's going on with him, you should have to answer. This, well, we can't talk about it, is BS. The suit, which names the defendants as the county, Wang and David O, medical director of Juvie Court Health Services, alleges medical battery and negligence. Probation officials and the teen's attorney, Wesley Auchi, declined to say why he was in custody. Auchi said the boy, now 17, was released in April and requires surgery to treat the physical issues he developed as a result of the estrogen treatment. I mean, 13 days in this young man's life was enough to make enough of a difference here that is a problem now for him. And now he has to have surgery because of their negligence and stupidity. Wang prescribed a daily regimen of 2 milligrams of estrogen to be taken in pill form, according to the medical records. The boy's parents were not aware that he had been diagnosed with ODD or he was undergoing treatment until late July of 2019. Doctors said the treatment should not have been carried out without the parents' consent. No kidding. The boy's father, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to protect his son's identity, said he found out about the estrogen when he visited the juvie hall one weekend last July. When I found out they were giving him the pill, I was like, why didn't they ask me? When I found out what kind of pill it was, I was like, this is terrible, the father said. He's only 16, and they were forcing him to take it. The father said he later confronted O, the medical director, over the phone. O admitted that Wang had made, quote, a mistake, the father said. The health services representative declined to comment on O's alleged remark due to the ongoing litigation. You shouldn't medicate anybody really like this. But when it's a juvenile, you have to talk to the parents about this stuff. You can't just decide, well, let's do this and see if it works. I hope they hit them for millions. I hope this kid has a free ride the rest of his life for what they've done to him. The treatment stopped last July after the teen began to complain of negative side effects and refused medications, records show. Prior to that, Auchi said his client felt compelled to take the pills because he feared that disobeying Wang would have a detrimental effect on his pending criminal case. In other words, he felt like, hey, if you don't take these, man, you're going to get in trouble for it. That's how he felt, so he did it. He's a young boy. He's not going to question adults. I didn't at that age. You know, adults are supposed to know what they're doing. They're not supposed to be the ones harming you. Reports from probation officers about a youth's time in custody could carry a significant weight at sentencing hearings, and the teen's case had not been adjudicated at the time Wang prescribed him the estrogen, Auchi said. Auchi also alleges the boy was bullied by other youths in custody once his gynecomastia symptoms developed. Well, of course he was. As a teenager, he felt self-conscious already, Auchi said. Going through these changes made it a lot more traumatic for him. Sarah Coffey, director of child and adolescent psychiatry at Oklahoma State University, said ODD is normally diagnosed in children between the ages of 6 and 12, so he's already 4 years beyond that. Children diagnosed with a disorder often struggle with authority in school or in social settings. Common treatments include family therapy or medications that have had success in aiding juveniles with ADHD, including Ritalin and Adderall. And I have problems with that too. You know something? Get these kids into a gym. Get them exercising, get them playing, get them somewhere where they can burn this energy out of them. You know, and I don't want to relate young men to dogs and puppies. I'm not saying that they're the same or saying men are dogs. Sometimes we are, let's be honest. But When you go to train a young puppy or a dog, the first thing they tell you to do is walk them, play with them, and get them lower on energy. So they're more ready to listen to your commands and they can pay attention to you and they're not all scatterbrained and all over the place. I was a young boy. I was not very good in school. Why? Because I daydreamed a lot and I always was goofing off and I was always getting in trouble. And I had extremely high energy. As a matter of fact, and this is not a humble brag, but when I finished high school, I had 8 varsity letters. Starting in JV, I was doing varsity sports because I just did sports all the time. That's all I did because I had so much energy. I did not want to do anything mental. For me, everything I wanted to do was physical. I wanted to play and exercise and work out and run. I wish I still had that energy. Now it's an exercise in futility, but the point is these medications have to stop. And here they've gone over and beyond and done something that isn't even medically practiced just to see what it's going to do on a young kid. She said, using hormones to treat ODD might actually worsen the situation. The other concern I have as a psychiatrist is that we know hormones play a role in mood. If his mood got disrupted, that could only further complicate things. Estrogen is normally stocked at LA County juvie facilities for use as part of hormone therapy for contraception and treatment of gender dysphoria, according to the health services representative. Why do you need to have, again, having these issues is not something that an LA County juvie facility needs to be handling. This needs to be handled by like legitimate doctors and psychologists. These are mental issues. They're not physical issues. The boy's father said hormone therapy has a long-term effect on his son, who now scares easily and has become antisocial. He's like a different person. He just wants to be in his room. He doesn't want to come out for nothing. All day in his room, his father said. He was never like that. I don't want to, I could pull up the lawsuit and get deeper into that and talk about the criminal portion of that, but that's not the point of this. You know, more and more and more, I get so distressed over this stuff because young men today have it so unfair. You know, I grew up in a relatively conservative family. And when I had high energy, when we didn't get there were video games, the very, very first ones, you know, like Atari, the very first Atari. That's how old I am. We didn't get to sit in and play video games all day. It was get outside, go play, go help your father do this, go mow the lawn, go. So I was always riding bikes with my friends or playing football or doing something fun, just outdoors, go. Then when you come home after dinner, maybe you get to play video games for an hour and go into bed. These young men that are sitting in front of computers and video games and their tablets and their phones all day long are not finding good positive ways to burn off this energy. And it seems that instead of handling this in a positive way of let's find some youth programs where men can exercise and get healthy ways to handle this, these systems just seem to shove medicine in their mouths, tell them to shut up, sit in school, pay attention, and zombify them. And I don't know what's going on. But if this is the world that's to come, it's just one more reason why I say maybe bringing a kid into the world during all this stuff just isn't a good time for that. Because I tell you, I could not handle having a kid in this type of environment the way that things are going today. And this just distresses me to no end. Because I remember what it's like being 16. I remember what it's like being so socially awkward. Because I was short. And I had to come up with a good sense of humor and kind of grow a thick skin to handle it. But I know what it's like to feel it, like what it's like to be on the outside. Now imagine this kid walking around with some bobs on the front of him and people making fun of him. And he's already got his other issues on top of that. And who knows how this will interrupt the patterns of his him going through puberty. The state, I hope they make the state pay through the nose until it bleeds, until it hurts them. This stuff has got to stop. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me, like, comment, share, subscribe, check out my older stuff. That is always a great way to take care of me is check out my older videos. And of course, I have my betterbachelor.locals.com, which is a forum site. You can go read it for free, become a member over there. That's all free. If you'd like to post and support me and upload your own videos and comment on stuff, it's $3 a month. I put out 50 to 60 videos a month. So think of it like a nickel a video if you want to support my work. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, man, we got to start fighting this stuff. We got to start making noise about it. Because if we don't talk about these issues, if we don't complain to somebody, they're just going to keep doing it. And I don't know if that means voting differently or standing up in the community. I don't know how we fix it, but we got to find something.